Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Before leaving Leviticus 24, notice what is called lex talionis, the law of retaliation, where a punishment resembles an offense in kind and degree. We know it as, quote, an eye for an eye, see verse 20. Some think this is cruel, unbecoming of God. But the point was that the punishment should fit the crime. There were to be no acts of punitive vengeance. This was to limit damages and make the punishment appropriate, something we need in our own judicial system. Now as we turn to chapter 25, we see the Lord is both righteous and gracious. He not only provided a weekly Sabbath, and also 7 high Sabbaths for their annual festivals, but he also gave a whole year of rest every 7 years, and a double year's rest once every 7 times 7 years. In our next lesson, we'll look at the Jubilee, as the 50-year celebration was called. But now let's think about the sabbatical year. God said, quote, "When you come into the land which I give you, then the land shall keep a Sabbath to the Lord. 6 years you shall sow your field, and 6 years you shall prune your vineyard, and gather its fruit. But in the 7th year there shall be a Sabbath of solemn rest for the land, a Sabbath to the Lord." Leviticus 25, verses 2 to 4. In that 7th year the land would lie fallow, and though they would not have organized harvesting, volunteer growth produced enough for animals and humans. This year, every 7, was to prove God's ownership of the land, his faithfulness in providing, and his thoughtfulness in remembering, quote, "We are dust," Psalm 103, verse 14. He kept track when they didn't obey, and Israel was held captive for 70 years to make up for the 490 years of robbing God's land, 2 Chronicles 36, verses 20 and 21. David wrote, quote, "He makes me to lie down," Psalm 23, 2. We ought to take rest when he gives it.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.